Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 8th of September, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Jeff Butts. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm not sure. It's still kind of early here, so I'm not entirely certain. I know who we can ask, though, is somebody who's at the end of the day, and that is our other guest today, Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
You see, you say that, but I truly have no idea what day of the week is.
I just told you it's Wednesday.
I know, but
when we're done recording, I won't remember either, so it's fine.
I'll take your word for it, but I'm quite discombobulated at this point.
Yeah, nobody knows anymore. It's fine.
It's good. We're all together. That's what's important.
Yeah. And another thing that's important, I will point out, is that yesterday we finally got the invitation to the California streaming event that Apple has announced, which will ostensibly be new iPhones, we're hoping.
I see what they did there. I get it.
Now that it's iPhone season, there's a lot of things that people sometimes that people appreciate in advance of that. So you kind of want to clear off maybe some of the old apps on your phone if you're interested in getting a new one, or clean up the one you have so you can sell it. So you want to make sure your backups are kind of lean and mean and all that kind of good stuff. And another thing that can help it can help, especially if you're trying to save up for a new iPhone, is canceling all of those subscriptions you have that you kind of forgot about. And right. Jeff, you stepped through this process, and you've got an awesome article about it over on MacObserver.com. And I'd like to have you step people through it here on the show.
Well, I think the biggest thing is to actually realize what you're subscribed to and what you're using. And, you know, it's not difficult to do, but, you know, you do have to take some steps. You've got to go into your phone, go into settings. And from there, if you go to at the very top where it has your Memoji or your picture and your Apple ID, tap on that, tap on subscriptions. And you'll see all of the things that you're subscribed to within Apple's ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And from there, you can go and you can tap on the one that you don't want and cancel it. And you should, the ones that you know you're not going to use anymore, or you're not really getting any value from. But beyond just what's in Apple, you should also think about any streaming subscriptions you might have elsewhere.
Yes. Because if you didn't set those up through the App Store, even if you're accessing them on your iPhone or on your iPad, you're not necessarily seeing those in that subscription management section on your iPhone.
Right. And so you almost have to go through and, depending on what you might have used, because some of the cell phone carriers will let you get a free trial to something, and then they'll start charging you for it on your cell phone bill. Mm-hmm. Or you might have used your credit card, or God knows what else. So, I mean, you almost have to become an accountant and go through and itemize everything that you've got, these little microtransactions of anywhere from $1.49 a month up to, I think my Apple One Premier subscription is like $30 a month. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's some that are even more expensive. I mean, get into YouTube TV, you're looking at $65-$70 a month.
Yeah, that's true.
And you got to look at, you know, what are you actually getting value out of? What are you using? Mm-hmm. Like I said in my article, my Amazon Prime account subscription, mm-hmm. that ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
I get way too much out of that. You know,
yeah,
because
for sure.
Not only do I have the Prime Video, but free delivery.
Yeah.
It gives me a lot of different newspaper subscriptions that I don't have to pay for. So,
yeah.
You know, there's a lot there that I use. Mm-hmm.
And you can always, there are, if you have other subscriptions, like outside of just iOS apps, there's also, like, you can find, I know there's a couple of apps out there, I'm sure there's stacks of them, but there are apps where you can sort of feed it all your subscriptions, and then it'll tell you about them and show you, like, here's what you've got. You know, if it's, you know, like an additional service on your cell phone bill, or you're paying extra for HBO on your cable subscription, like as an optional thing, you know, there's stuff you can do like that. So I will see, like, maybe there's some recommendations we can make there. I have not tried any of those at this point. So
I think I'm gonna have
I'd throw something else into the mix, actually, a bit. I know a lot of what you guys and what Jeff's article focused on was streaming, and quite rightly, because we all seem to sign up to so many different streaming channels and different things now that are, you know, between music and TV and all the rest of it, there seems to be a direct debit every day for a different service.
Yeah.
But I would throw in also newspaper and magazine subscriptions, again, some of which you can't manage directly on the App Store.
Right.
Some of them even make you talk to a real human being and to cancel them.
What?
I know, the horror. No. Abject horror.
This is why I don't subscribe to anything where I might have to talk to a real person.
Sure, no, I get it.
Yeah.
But all this this stuff, I mean, Jeff's description of having to be an accountant is quite apt, really, because you really do have to keep on top of what you want, and as he said, what you're using, and whether if you, you know, and also if your introductory deal has that was good, isn't coming to an end, all that kind of stuff.
That's next.
It's a bit of a hamster wheel, kind of keeping on top of them.
If you've got multiple buyers in your household, it gets even worse.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, there was a writer over at Bloomberg that discovered that in his home they had two separate paid subscriptions to Peacock.
Perfect.
Because he and his wife had both signed up, and they had no idea when, why, or how, but they had two subscriptions to Peacock.
Yeah.
Well done, everybody. Yeah. Very good.
To be fair, I will point out that that is a very easy thing to do, because Peacock makes it sort of confusing when you try to get signed up for it. I know a number of people who have had similar experiences. So, yeah, it's entirely possible.
Fun times.
Yeah. So yeah, this is a very easy way to suddenly have enough money to buy a new iPhone. So just sit down and sit down with your bank statement and take a good look at what's on it and figure it out. And the iOS stuff makes it very easy to manage. Now, if you're a person who maybe you got an iPhone 11 or 11 Pro, or you got a 12 or a 12 Pro, and maybe it's not your turn this year to upgrade to a new phone, maybe what you really want to do is just buy your current phone a present. This is a tactic I have used for technology for many years, and that is buy it a treat occasionally. And that will keep it happy, and that will keep it behaving. This is a thing I do on the regular. And one of the things that can make that happen is you can buy your phone or your computer or your iPad a pair of AirPods. And Charlotte is the new owner of a pair of AirPods Pro, the latest to drink the white headphone Kool-Aid, I guess I'll say.
I'm going to have to do the on-air Brian Chaffin was right, I was wrong, because he always said that I would eventually succumb.
But he was talking about AirPods. Right. Now, to further channel Brian, we're going to be pedantic about this. And if he was here, he would just say, yes, that's correct. He meant AirPods. And you went AirPods Pro.
Yes, So I got them. I was very kindly gifted a pair for my birthday, which was on Sunday. Which was very nice. It was a really good gift. And the reason I was quite up for these, the Pro, was there was a couple of reasons, right? So first, we should start with my aversion to the entry-level normal AirPods.
Yes.
Mainly it's the stem.
And it's the stem, yes.
It's mostly the stem and the design, which is too long, and I don't really like it. And it's slightly puts me off. Actually, it very much put me off.
And it has done
for years. And plus, there's no noise cancelling in the entry-level ones. And from what we understand, incoming from the September 14th event that you mentioned at the top of the show, Kelly, there will be AirPods 3, let's call them. Mm-hmm. And they might even have a new design. And I may like the design more of the forthcoming ones.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks that, at least for the moment, they're going to try and differentiate the pros and the normal AirPods by keeping the noise cancelling. So that's why I've been slightly more inclined since they were released, really, with the AirPods Pro.
Okay.
And
now you have them in hand.
No, I have a pair, and they're in hand and in ear, and they're very, very lovely indeed. There's lots and lots of things. I've published a kind of first impressions piece over at the Mac Observer, and there's lots of things I really like about them. First of all, they are disgracefully easy to set up.
Oh, yeah.
Like you open the box and pings up on your phone. Actually, it's so easy to set up. I was sitting next to my dad when I opened them, and they came up on his iPhone as well.
Yes.
He was like, oh, I was like, no, they're mine, thank you. And so the setup process is super, super easy. And then once you're using them, they're really easy to use. I was quite impressed with the sound. I've always slightly worried with Apple headphones that the sound is not that desirable. But listening to music and spoken word, it's pretty good. Look, they're not a top-end audiologist product, if you like. But they are more than good enough for everyday listening to music and listening to podcasts. Like, you're not losing anything, really. I listen to all sorts of different types of music on it, and it all sounds pretty good. I think it's quite a warm sound.
Have you tried anything with spatial audio yet?
No, this is my next project. I really want to have a play with spatial audio.
It's trippy.
And that,
of course, is another differentiating factor, we should say, between the AirPods and the AirPods Pros. There's no spatial audio on the normal AirPods.
And you'll feel like you're at a concert without being at a concert.
Nice. I'm in. So I definitely want to play with that. I'll be interested to see the battery life when I maybe go for a walk for an hour or something like that. But so far, mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't been in a situation where the battery life has been an issue yet, and that's okay.
I want to say the battery life on those is like several hours, but I can't remember.
It's many hours. I've done long strings of back-to-back meetings with mine, and ended up having sort of an advantage because it was meetings. It wasn't like I was listening to something that required both of them, so I could pop one in the case for a little while. You know, they make the little chirp at you, and I can just drop it in the case. Wait a minute, you know, like 10, 15 minutes later, I can just rotate them and then, you know, get out ahead of the battery drain. And so I've done like all day in meetings and phone calls and things with them that way. And that's been super helpful.
I've been impressed that they're pretty comfortable as well for in-ear headphones.
Yes,
they are.
I found
they
that are. Too.
Yeah, so did I, because I'm not a fan of earbuds or in-ear anything. I prefer the over-the-ear, you know, but the AirPod Pros actually felt halfway decent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we should say at this point that the stem on the AirPods Pro is significantly smaller than the normal ones.
It is.
Yes, that's true.
Let's show that I've stuck to my principles. In fact, I only have one complaint about the AirPods Pro.
Yes.
That there's no volume control on the headphones, on the earpods themselves.
That's true.
Yeah.
On the buds themselves. You have to either use your Apple Watch or iPhone, or, you know, if you've got them attached to your Mac, that the computer's audio, that kind of thing. You have to use another device to control the volume. You can go back and forward and songs. You can pause and restart listening to something. You can move between transparency mode and noise cancelling mode very easily just with the earbuds themselves. But the only thing you can't do is volume. I was kind of disappointed by that. do you remember, Kelly, a while back, you and I discussed some 30, there were £30 in the UK, wireless earbuds. And they, you know, see, even cheaper ones like that, now they don't have the noise cancelling or any of the capabilities of the AirPods Pro, but they did actually, the one of the features they really did have was volume control. You know, hold on the right ear to turn the volume up, the left ear to turn it down. I have to say, I'm slight, it's the only disappointment now. It's a very easy thing to work around, but I'm surprised that Apple hasn't integrated that yet, and I imagine the next iteration of the AirPods will do so.
We can hope.
That's the only real complaint I can think of, apart from also being really freaked out when I was changing the actual tip, because you have to pull at it quite hard. And you think you're going to break your lovely new headphones.
They're very firmly attached. I had exactly the same experience. Was like, I'm just going to have to live with the ones that are on it because I don't want to screw them up.
Yeah, so, it's quite a scary moment, but it's fine.
Yeah, it takes a minute. And it was, I had the same sort of alarm when I did that too.
It's a simple thing, but actually I had to read the instructions and read that it said pull firmly to reassure myself.
Yeah, that is, yeah, I firmly, oh, okay, I can do that. It was the same sort of thing for me. Another thing that might be useful with these, Charlotte, is pairing them to everything else. So,
I've paired them with many things, and that's another thing that's really nice, actually.
Yeah, that's one thing I appreciate the most about that I really liked about my AirPods and really like about my AirPods Pro is being able to just hook them up to whatever thing I have, you know, that I want to listen to.
And how easy it is to jump between device.
Yes. And I want to point out a setting, because I just walked through this with somebody yesterday. If you're on your device, whatever it is, go to the Bluetooth preferences. If it's, you know, if it's system preferences on your Mac, or it's the settings app on iOS, and if you go look at sort of more information for your AirPods, on your Mac, there's an option for connect to this device like automatically. So if your primary use for your AirPods is your Mac, you can set it up so that, like, when you first take them out of the box, that's what they connect to automatically. Then you can also go into the Bluetooth settings, and if you have, you can change when they're actively connected to a thing, you can adjust the settings. So if you want the left one to do something in particular or the right one to do something in particular, you can make that happen. So I do like that a little bit. Because I also wear mine when I'm outside mowing the yard. They're very good for that. So, because the noise cancellation is really nice for the lawnmower. I set up the controls so I don't have to like fish my phone out all the time when I'm trying to switch songs or listen to the same song again or something on my lawn mowing playlist. Because, you know, I have one.
Don't we all?
I don't know. I solicited requests for or songs that people thought should be on my lawn mowing playlist. And I got a bunch of people that were like, I don't really mow the lawn, so I don't have to think about it. If you have them for me, please send them by all means to observations@macobserver.com. Let me know what your lawnmower jams are. And I would appreciate them. Mowing my lawn is... I literally walk a mile behind the lawnmower when I mow the lawn. So
I'm just coming back with some terrible lawnmower puns. I'll be back in a minute.
I've got the time to spend. So if you have suggestions, by all means, please send them. And I'd like to thank, that's going to do it for us today. I'd like to thank you both for being here. Jeff, thanks so much for coming by to talk to us about subscriptions.
Thanks for having me here.
And Charlotte, thanks so much for being here to tell us about your new AirPods Pro, because they're not AirPods, because Brian was not 100% correct on that.
Right. Thanks, I'm going to cancel a load of subscriptions. Bye.
Yeah, there you go.
I have to go cancel subscriptions too. If you've ended up saving a bunch of money thanks to Jeff, also let us know that at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.